This week's Parsha is Parsha's Masay, and we will start with the first two psukim, which is chapter 33, verse number 1 and 2. The verse starts, Eile Masay Bnei Yisrael, these are the journeys of the children of Israel, Asher Yotzu Me'eretz Mitzrayim, that they came out of the land of Egypt, Letzivoysom to their legions, Beyad Moshe V'Aharon, by the hand of Moshe and Aharon. Verse number 2 says, Vayichtov Moshe es moitzoeim lemaseim. Moshe wrote their going out according to their journeys al pi Hashem, by the mouth of Hashem, meaning by the order of Hashem. Ve'ele maseim lemoitzoeim. And these are their journeys to their coming out. Sefer Chaintov, here in this parsha, asks many questions. First, he asks that we have a rule that every time it says the word ve'ele, and these are, comes to include something. When it's written ele, these are, and not and these are, it comes to exclude something. So what is it excluding when it's written the word ele, these are? Here it starts, ele maaseh bnei Yisrael, these are the journeys of the Jewish people. What is it coming to exclude? The second question Sefer Chaintov asks is why when the Torah wants to describe the places that the Jewish people went, the Torah calls it Masay Bnei Yisrael. These are the journeys of the Jewish people. Clearly, every place you go, you require to rest. As it's written in verse number 11, for example, Vayisu Yamsuf, they journeyed from Yamsuf, Vayachanu Bamidbar Sin, and they rested in the desert of Sin. Then why do you call journeys that you're leaving the places, why don't you list the places where you stopped, where you rested? Why doesn't the Torah write down, Ele Chanoyos Bnei Yisrael, these are the resting places of the Jewish people. Since that is where we eventually came to, then why doesn't it write down where we landed, not where we left from? The other question that he asks, why does the Torah need to write down, Vayichtov Moshe, as Moitzoyim and Maseyim, that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote their coming out to their journeys, clearly if the Torah would write down, Ele Maseh Bnei Yisrael, these are the journeys of the Jewish people, I would know that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote them. Then why does the Torah need to tell me that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down their coming out to their resting places? And then why do you have to write down Al Pi Hashem, that he wrote it by the mouth of Hashem, meaning through the reaction of Hashem? Clearly, the whole Torah was written by Moshe Rabbeinu under the direction of Hashem, and in other places, you don't have to write down that this was done al pi Hashem, through Hashem. Why here specifically the Torah needs to write down that all these travelings that we did was al pi Hashem, by the mouth of Hashem? Sefer Chaintov answers this based on what's written in Rashi in Dvarim chapter 10, verse number 6. There, the verse says, "Vnei Yisrael nosu mi be'eres bnei Yakon Moisero." The Jewish people journeyed from be'eres bnei Yakon to Moisero. Shom meis Aharon. There Aharon died. Vayikover shom, and he was buried there. Vaycharen Elazar bnoi tachtov, and Elazar his son became the priest after him. Rashi asks there a question. Why do you have to tell me where the Jewish people journeyed? We are not discussing there the journeys of the Jewish people. Then what is the point of bringing the subject that the Jewish people journeyed from Be'eris bnei Yaakov to Moisero? Then Rashi asks that the verse in Devarim contradicts the verse here in Parshas Masay, because there it says that the Jewish people left from Be'eris bnei Yaakov to Moisero, and here in verse number 31, it says, Vayisu mi Moiseirois, that they left Moiseirois, Vayachanu b'vnei Yakon, they rested in Vnei Yakon. So then it's exactly the opposite than it's written here. Furthermore, it says that the verse in Dvorim says that they left Beirus b'nei Yaakov and they came to Moiseiro, and there Aharon died. How can we say that there Aharon died, meaning that in Moiseiro Aharon died, when we know that Aharon died in Hor Hashem? Then what is the meaning of the verse that Aharon died in Moisero? Rashi answers that if you calculate from Hor Hashem until Moisera, you will find that there is 8 stops. And these 8 stops were also part of Moshe Rabbeinu's hidden rebuke, which he gave in the book of Dvarim. And he was saying the following, that you should remember also what you did after Aharon HaKohen died. After Aharon HaKohen died in Ohel HaOr, the clouds of glory which came in the merit of Aharon dissipated, and then it became visible for everybody where the Jewish people are. And then the verse writes down in Bamidbar chapter 21, verse number 1, that the king of Arad came to fight against the Jewish people, and out of fright, the Jewish people went back 8 journeys, meaning that 8 stopovers they went back on the way back to Egypt, and they reached Bnei Yakon, and then they finally went from Bnei Yakon to Moisera, and at Moisera, the tribe of Levite fought against the Jewish people to bring them back, and the Jewish people killed some of the Levites, and the Levites killed some of the Jewish people, until the Levites were be able to bring back the Jewish people. And from Moisera, you went to Gadgada. This is the same as Hor Hagidgad. And from Gadgad, you went to Yatvasa. And since that in Moisera, you did a deep mourning for Aharon, because you didn't have a chance to mourn for him, since the king of Arad came and fought against you. Therefore, it's tantamount as Aharon who died in Moisera, because that is the place that you mourned. Therefore, it's written that Aharon died in Moisera, even though he actually died in Hor HaOr, because Moisera was the place where you did the mourning for Aharon. That is what Rashi says. But nonetheless, Sefer Chentov brings this Rashi, and Sefer Chentov says, we see from here that the Jewish people did another 8 journeys, even though those journeys were backwards. Therefore, Sefer Chentov says that this is the reason why the verse says, Eile Masa Bnei Israel, Asha Yatsu Me'eretz Mitzrayim. These are the journeys of the Jewish people that they left Egypt. It's saying these are the journeys where they left Egypt. There were other 8 journeys where they wanted to come back to Egypt. Therefore, the Torah is specifically saying that these are the journeys that they left Egypt. And therefore, also, it's written that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to write these journeys, because the other journeys where the Jewish people went back, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't write them down in the Torah. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu recorded all the journeys that the Jewish people went, but those journeys he wasn't required to write down, because only the journeys that the Jewish people went, al pi Hashem, where Hashem told them to go, but not the journeys that they went on their own. Therefore, says Sefer Chentov, it's written specifically in this way because of this reason. Meaning that Moshe Rabbeinu, in fact, had always written down in his diary all the journeys that the Jewish people went. But Hashem didn't want him to write down all the journeys in the Torah. Hashem only wanted to write down the journeys that we left from Egypt, meaning where we are going to Eretz Israel, where we are leaving Egypt, but not the journeys that we are going back to Egypt. And also Hashem doesn't want Moshe Rabbeinu to write down all the journeys that the Jewish people went. He only wants to write down the journeys that the Jewish people went al pi Hashem, by order of Hashem. But these 8 journeys that they went on their own, it's not recorded. True, Moshe Rabbeinu gives them a rebuke about them, but they are not official journeys of the Jewish people. Sefer Imre Sefer brings this verse in Parsha Zekev that we just mentioned to answer a very strong question in regards to the first Rashi in this 6th Parsha. Rashi asks, why does Hashem need to list all the journeys of the Jewish people? Rashi answers, to tell you the kindness of Hashem, that even though that Hashem decreed that He is going to take us and make us move in the desert, don't think that we moved all the 40 years from place to place and we did not have any rest. Rashi says that if you will count, you'll find 42 journeys that the Jewish people did. 14 of them was during the first year before it was decreed that the Jewish people should not go into Eretz Israel because of the spies. 8 of the journeys were in the last year after Aharon died from Hoirohor until we came into Eretz Israel. That means that 22 were in the first and last year. That means the other 38 years, the Jewish people only went to 20 places. That means that we didn't constantly move from place to place. But all the Mefarshim ask that if you are going to actually count all the places that the Jewish people went, that is listed in this week's Parsha, you will only find 41 places and not 42. Therefore, the Imre Shefer answers that there is two different places. One place called Bnei Yakon, as we mentioned, that the Jewish people went from Moisera to Bnei Yakon. And the other place that is listed in Parsha Zekev, that the Jewish people went from Be'eroiz Bnei Yakon, Moisera to Moisera. And the Imre Shefer explains that between Moisera and Bnei Yakon was a place called Be'eroiz Bnei Yakon. And when the Jewish people were going towards Israel, they were in such a high level that they bypassed the stop of Be'eroiz Bnei Yakon and they went straight to Bnei Yakon because they wanted to come into Eretz Israel and they did not need a rest stop because since they were walking together with the clouds of glory and the clouds of glory supplied them comfortable climate and also they had the man and the water, therefore they didn't need to stop in Be'eroiz Bnei Yakon, they went straight to Bnei Yakon. But when the Jewish people went back on their own, as Rashi explains, because they were afraid of the Melech Arad, which came to fight the Jewish people after Aharon died, at that point they didn't have the clouds of glory. And not only that, they actually had a war with the Levites, as Rashi explains. Therefore, they couldn't reach Bnei Yakon, they were exhausted, and they stopped in Be'eroiz Bnei Yakon and not in Bnei Yakon. Meaning that they stopped in Be'eroiz Bnei Yakon because they were so exhausted and they couldn't make the trip back to Bnei Yakon. Now, according to Imre Shefer, we have 42 places, 41 listed in this week's Parsha, another one listed in Parsha Zekev, and Rashi, when he says here that the Jewish people went to 42 places, he doesn't mean the 42 places listed in this Parsha, he means 42 places total. The only problem with this interpretation of the Imre Shefer is that the Magen Avraham in Or HaChaim, Simon Tav Kof Ches 428, Sif Katan Ches, brings in the name of Tzur HaMoer that the 42 journeys listed in Ele Masa is equivalent to the Shem Hashem of 42 letters, the name of Hashem which consists of 42 letters, which normally we say that it comes from the verses of Ana Bechoyach that we say in the morning right after the Karbonos, and that verse has the initials of the 42 letter name of Hashem. Therefore, the Magen Avraham says that a Torah reader should not give this aliyah to two different people, that one person should read a portion of the journeys and another person should read the rest of the journeys, because we don't want to break up the 42 letter name of Hashem. Meaning, since the 42 journeys are equivalent to the 42 letter name of Hashem, we don't want to break the name of Hashem in the middle. Therefore, one person should read it without any interruptions in the middle. This is what the Magen Avraham brings down, the name of the Tzur HaMoer, and the Mishneh Berurah also brings it down in Sif Katan Chof Aleph. Then seemingly, this does not concur with the Imre Shefer, because according to Imre Shefer, we only have 41 journeys in this Parsha and one journey in Parsha's Ekev, which makes it a total of 42, which means that Rashi is correct, there are 42 journeys, but there are not 42 journeys listed in this week's Parsha. Then according to the Imre Shefer, we would have no problem in giving these journeys to two different people, because anyways, the name of Hashem is already interrupted, because the name of Hashem is a name of 42 letters, and if they are equivalent to the journeys, then automatically the name of Hashem is already broken up, because 41 journeys are written here and one journey in Parshas Ekev, which is going to be read by somebody else totally different. Then you wouldn't have a problem splitting up this portion of the journeys to two different people against what the Magen Avraham and the Tzur HaMoer say. The Levush in his Sefer Levush HaOira gives almost the same interpretation as the Imre Schaefer, and he says that the journeys are the journeys that they went back after Aharon died. But he says that when Rashi says that there were 42 journeys in our parsha, Rashi is counting Moisera as it would have been two journeys. Because since one time we went to Moisera on the way to Eretz Israel, and then we went back to Moisera after we got scared from the king of Arad, as Rashi explains there. Therefore, it's counted Moisera as two journeys. Therefore, in truth, we have 42 journeys in our parsha, and this is consistent with the Magen Avraham. The question that we are going to have to understand according to this Levush is why only Moisera is counted as two journeys. Since the Jewish people went back 8 journeys, then all 8 journeys should be counted as two journeys, not only Moisera. It could be that since the Jewish people were scared, then obviously they retreated quickly the 8 journeys until they reached Moisera. That means they didn't have time to stop by in the other journeys. Therefore, only Moisera is considered as two journeys. Or you could say that since, according to Rashi, in Moisera they did a deep mourning to Aharon, that means that they stayed in Moisera for a longer time. Therefore, Moisera is considered as two journeys, and the other ones are not. There is an interesting Sfas Emes, where the Sfas Emes counts actually 50 journeys in our parasha. The Sfas Emes asks, why does the Torah write down that these are the journeys that the Jewish people did after they left Egypt? Clearly, we all know that the Jewish people left Egypt. Therefore, the Sfas Emes explains that since we know that Egypt had the 50th level of impurities, and we were at the 49th level of impurity, as the Arizal explains, that if you would have stayed a moment longer in Egypt, we wouldn't have been able to come out. Therefore, he explains that Hashem made 50 journeys in order for us to be able to get to the 50th level of wisdom, that each journey was equivalent to one level of wisdom. And he explains that Rashi says there are 42 journeys in this parsha, and Rashi also says that 8 journeys they traveled backwards. That means they traveled a total of 50 journeys. Therefore, Hashem took us specifically to 50 journeys in order, when we come into Eretz Yisrael, we'll be elevated to the 50th gate of wisdom. And this is consistent with the Or HaChaim HaKodesh, that the Or HaChaim HaKodesh says that Moshe Rabbeinu could not reach the 50th level of wisdom. He only was able to reach 49 levels of wisdom, and that is because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. But once the Jewish people went into Eretz Yisrael, now they are able to reach the 50th level of wisdom. And therefore, the Sfas Emes says, it's written that we went to these journeys because we are coming out of Egypt. That since we're coming out from a place that's the 50th level of Tuma, we require to have the 50 journeys in order to get to the 50 level of wisdom. But clearly, the Sfas Emes does not agree with the Imre Schaefer, and also does not agree with the Levush, because since he counts 42 plus 8, then clearly none of these 8 journeys could be part of the 42 journeys. Nemaskil David, in explaining the words of Rashi, how Rashi finds 42 journeys, explains in a very simple way that the Ramses, the first place where the Jewish people left from, which normally we don't count as a journey because Ramses is in Egypt, and by us saying that the Jewish people left Egypt and they sojourned in 42 places, that means 42 places besides Egypt. But the Maskil HaDavid says that in our case, Ramses is considered also a journey, because since the Jewish people were all over the country in the land of Goshen and they had together in Ramses, therefore Ramses became their first journey. Therefore, according to the Maskil HaDavid, when the Magen Avraham says that there is 42 journeys listed in this week's parsha, that includes Ramses, because Ramses, even though it's in the land of Egypt, was the first stop that the Jewish people had to make in order for all of them to live together. The Divrei Yoel also says, like the Maskil David, that Ramses is considered a journey, But the Divrei Yoel says that if you take a look in verse number 3, it says, Vayisum Ramses b'chodesh harishon, that they sojourned from Ramses in the first month. And technically, after it says that we already sojourned from Ramses, it should just say, Vayachanu b'sukkos, that the Jewish people rested in Sukkos. But yet, in verse number 5, it continues and says, Vayisuv ne'isroam Ramses, that the Jewish people journeyed from Ramses, Vayachanu b'sukkos, and they rested in Sukkos. Why do you have to say that they left Ramses two times? It's already mentioned that they left Ramses before. All we needed to say is Vayachanu b'sukkos, that they rested in Sukkos. Therefore, the Divrei Yoel says, based on the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, on Shmos chapter 19, verse number 4, where the verse there says in Parshas Yisroi, Ve'eso eschem al kanfei nesharim, that I will take you on the wings of eagles to the land of Israel. And there the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel explains that Hashem took us on the night of Pesach from Egypt and took us to the place of the Beis HaMikdash through the clouds. And we did the Passover offering in the place of the Beis HaMikdash. And then Hashem transported us back to Egypt. And from there we left to Eretz Israel. Then it comes out that the Jewish people actually journeyed to Ramses. Therefore he says that Ramses is also considered a place, because that is the place where the Jewish people came to after traveling miraculously to Eretz Israel. And with this, the Divrei Yoel also wants to answer the question that we mentioned, that it's written, Ele Maaseh Bnei Israel, these are the journeys of the Jewish people, Asher Yatzu Me'eretz Mitzrayim, that they went out of Egypt, and lists Ramses as the first place that they came to. According to Divrei Yoel, it fits very well, because here the Torah is listing the places that they came to after they went out of Egypt. And since they were miraculously transported towards Israel and they came down to Egypt, then Ramses comes out is one of the places that came because the Jewish people went out of Egypt. Since they came towards Israel and then they went back to Ramses, therefore Ramses is listed as one of the places that the Jewish people came out of Egypt. And also that is the reason why it's written Ramses two times, because they first came to Ramses to gather all the people, then they went to Eretz Israel, and then they came back to Ramses, and then from Ramses they continued. Comes out that they came to Ramses twice. The Berach Moshe asks a question and answers an answer, and based on his answer, we could kind of understand why it was necessary that before the Jewish people come out of Egypt, that they should go to Eretz Israel. And his question is, why is it written here that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down Moitzoeim lemaaseim al pi Hashem, that they going out to their travelings by the commandment of Hashem, ve'ele maaseim lemoitzoeim, and these are the travelings according to their coming out. And the question is that clearly Moshe Rabbeinu wrote everything that Hashem told them, even though it's not mentioned that Hashem told them, then why here specifically it has to be written that the travelings are done al pi Hashem, by Hashem's commandment. And then he asks that it's written here, Vayisume Ramses, the Jewish people left Ramses, the day after Pesach, the Jewish people came out with an outstretched arm in the eyes of all the Egyptians. And then in verse number 4 it says, Umitzrayim Mekabrim Eis HaShekhu Hashem Bohem Kol Bechoir, and the Egyptians are bearing that Hashem hit all the firstborn, Uveloheim, and in their gods, also Hashem Shvotim, Hashem inflicted punishments. And afterwards it starts again, Vayisuv Leisram Ramses, the Jewish people left Ramses, Vayachanu B'Sukkos, and they rested in Sukkos. And he asks, why you have to give such detail what happened when the Jewish people left Egypt? It is not written in such details afterwards, the Kriyas Yamsuf, the crossing of the sea, and we don't find that it's even mentioned in such details, the giving of the Torah. Then why was it necessary to write here all this that happened in Egypt, that Hashem made judgments by the gods of Egypt and Hashem smote all the firstborn of Egypt? He answers this based on the Noam Elimelech in Parshas Pinchas. In Parshas Pinchas, in chapter 25, verse number 17, Hashem commands Moshe, Tzorores HaMidyonim V'Kiseh Moisoi, that you should harass the Midyanim and smite them. Kitzoirihem lohem, because they are harassing you. Benichleyem, with their conspiracy. Asher niklohem al dvar peor, that they committed on the actions of Peor. Valdvar kosbi basnes simidion achoisom. Enfru kosbi, the daughter of the prince of Midian, their sister. Hamuka b'yom ha'mageifa al dvar peor, that was hit during the plague because of the idolatry of Peor. The Nomele Melech asks two questions. First of all, why are you writing down here, Kitzoyririm hem lohem, because they are harassing you, benichleyem, with their conspiracy? It is written in the present tense, it should be written in the past tense, Kitzoyriru hem lohem, because they harassed you in the story of Peor. They're not harassing them now, they're not there present now. Then why is it written, Kitzoyririm hem lohem? They constantly are harassing you. And then the Noam Elimelech asks, why are we supposed to arrest them only benichleyem, only because of their conspiracy that they conspired? We should harass them not only for the conspiracy, but also for the action that they did, because they actually sent Cosby and they actually caused us to sin in Peor. Then why are we supposed to arrest them only because of their conspiracy that they wanted to do? And true that by Aben Noach, by a non-Jew, according to the Yerushalmi, in the first perek of Peor, Hashem makes the machshava as an action, meaning by a Jewish person, normally Hashem does not punish you for just the thought process. Hashem only punishes you when you actually do the action. But according to the Yerushalmi and Tosfos in Kedushin Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, by a non-Jew, Hashem punishes you also for the machshava, for the thought of doing a bad deed. And the proof that Tosfos brings is from Ovadia, chapter 1, verse number 10, which says, Mechamas ochicho Yaakov, for your violence to your brother Yaakov, Techas chabusha, shame shall cover you, v'nichrato le'olam, and you'll be cut down forever. And we never find that Esav actually did something bad for Yaakov. True that Esav intended to do bad for Yaakov, but he never did it. Nonetheless, the prophet Ovadia says that he is punished for it. And from that verse, Tosfos brings a proof that a non-Jew is punished for a thought of doing something bad. And maybe this is the reason why it's written here, benichleyem, that they are punished for their conspiracy. But if that is true, then why doesn't Tosfos bring a proof from our pasuk? It must be that in our pasuk it wasn't just the conspiracy, it was also followed by an action. Then why are we saying that we're supposed to hate the Midianites because of their conspiracy? It should say that we are supposed to hate the Midianites because of the conspiracy and the action that they did against us. Because the main problem was that they caused Cosby Basur and they caused us to sin in Baal Peor. Then it wasn't just the thought, it was actually the action. Then the Noam Elimelech asks, it should say that we should hate them because of the action that they did. The Noam Elimelech explains that every time a person does a bad deed in the world, that bad deed causes the klipa to grow. Klipa is like a shell, like the husk, like something dark, which blocks the light of Hashem and creates a separation between you and Hashem. And while that separation exists, then it makes the person susceptible to fall in the sin by which this klipa, this separation was created. Therefore, the only way for you to remove that klipa, that shell altogether, is by you to totally repent in front of Hashem. Then you'll be able to remove that klipa, that shell altogether. But another way that is possible for that klipa to remain in this world is that while the persons who created that klipa are still around, while they still having conspiracies and they wanted to be continued and they wanted to be manifested, then while the people that created that shell are alive, then automatically that shell will still remain and that separation will still be, and that eventually could cause you to fall again. Therefore, says the Noam HaMelech, Hashem told us to destroy the Midianim not only because of what they did, because since we already rectified what they did, but we should kill them because they are constantly conspiring against you. And because they constantly conspiring against you in regards to Cosby and in regards to Baal Peor, they constantly maintaining that klipa, that separation between you and Hashem, and therefore you'll be susceptible to fall again in that crime. Therefore Hashem said in the present tense, not only in the past tense, because since they are the ones who are perpetuating this situation, therefore you have to remove them from this world, and only then you'll be able to rectify completely what was done by that sin, by that klipa, by that shell. Based on this Noam HaMelech, the Divrei Yoel in Parshas Vayera asks a very strong question, which a lot of Meforshim try to explain. The Rizal, as we mentioned in Seder HaGodesh LePesach, writes down that when the verse in Shmos chapter 12, verse number 40, says, "Velo yachlu leismameya," that the Jewish people could not delay, meaning that they had to leave right away, the Rizal in Seder HaGodesh writes down that if the Jewish people would have been there another second, another minute, they would have fallen the 50th level of impurity, and from that level they wouldn't be able to go out, because the klipa of Mitzrayim, the shell, the spiritual darkness of Egypt, was so great that the Jewish people would have been caught up in that spiritual darkness, and they wouldn't be able to emerge from that darkness. The Divrei Yoel asks, how is that possible, since we know that right before the Jewish people left Egypt, first it says Mishchu Kulachem, which means that we should separate themselves from idolatry and then bring a Passover offering. That means that the Jewish people already separated from idolatry, and then they were busy eating the Korban Pesach, and then all the Jewish people circumcised themselves, and then that night of the Passover offering, all the Jewish people were busy doing Shirois, Sishbachois, praises and songs to Hashem. Then how is it possible that at that point we are still in the 49th level of impurity, that if we'd have stayed another minute, we wouldn't have been able to come out? The Divrei Yoel says that based on what the Noam HaMelech now explained, that while the person who created that klipa, that separation are alive, that klipa stays still in the world, then we understand what the Rizal means, meaning that true that the Jewish people now did the Passover offering, and they separated from idolatry, and they circumcised themselves, and they even praising Hashem. But since the klipa, the spiritual contamination of Egypt, was so strong that was dragging them to the 50th level of impurity, then it was possible that the Jewish people will fall again to that level. Therefore, if they would have stayed another minute in Egypt, they could have fallen to the 50th level and not be able to get out, even though temporarily the Jewish people are doing good deeds. And it could be that these good deeds saved them temporarily from falling in the 50th level. And because of that, could also be that this is the reason why Hashem brought them to Eretz Yisrael, to the place of the Beis HaMikdash, to the Holy Land, to bring the Passover offering, in order for them to be able temporarily to escape the klipa of Egypt, the spiritual contamination of Egypt. But after they came back to Egypt, now it was again dangerous that that spiritual contamination will drag them down and they will fall on the 50th level and they won't be able to get out. Therefore, Hashem couldn't delay their coming out and they had to go out right away. The Berach Moshe says that based on these ideas that we mentioned, this could be the reason that even though the Jewish people left Egypt, it was still necessary to kill the firstborn of the Egyptians, and it was also necessary to destroy the idols of the Egyptians. Because since those were the sources for the klipa of Egypt, and in order for us to be able to remove that klipa totally, we require to destroy the makers of that shell, of that impurity. Therefore, it was required for Hashem to destroy the firstborn and also destroy the gods of the Egyptians. And the Berach Moshe continues and says that according to the Yismach Moshe, it still wasn't enough. We still did not remove totally the impurities of Egypt, even after Hashem destroyed their gods and Hashem destroyed their firstborns. Still, there was the clipper of Egypt around. Therefore, the Jewish people were required to go in the 42 journeys in order to remove totally through those journeys the impurities of Egypt. And if you add to this what we mentioned from the Magen Avraham, that the 42 journeys are equivalent to the name of Hashem of 42 letters, and we add what the Chasam Sofer in this parsha says, that the reason that we went to the 42 journeys is because in each journey we got to a higher level and thereby getting closer to Hashem until we reach all the 42 journeys where we reach the name of Hashem of 42 letters. And that's why the Chasam Sofer says it's written here, Ve'ele Maseyem Lemoitzoyem, and these are their journeys to their coming out. And the Chasam Sofer says that the word Ve'ele and these are is numerical value 42, because the Vav is 6, the Aleph is 1, that's 7, the Lamed is 30, that's 37, and the Hay is 5, that's 42. So he says that this is alluded to the 42 journeys that the Jewish people are going to have, that they are able to go from one level to another level until we reach the 42nd journey, which by then we complete the name of Hashem of 42 letters, and only then we totally remove the impurities that came because of the shells of the Egyptians. According to this, the Berach Moshe says, we could answer all the questions that we mentioned previously. The first question that we mentioned was, why is it written these are the journeys that the Jewish people did when they went out of Egypt? Clearly we know that they went out of Egypt. And also we asked, why is it written that these are the Masois, the journeys, when it's written later on that they journeyed and they rested? Why doesn't it write down just the places where they rested? And the answer is because the journeys were important, since in every journey we got to a higher level, and thereby, by coming to that level, we're able to remove the influences, the impurities of Egypt. Therefore, the verse says, Eile Maase Bnei Israel, these are the journeys that the Jewish people took. Why? Asher Yatzu Meretz Mitzrayim, because they went out from the land of Egypt, let's see, Voisom, according to their legions. Meaning that since in Egypt there was this high level of impurity, therefore they needed to go in these journeys. And since the purpose of these journeys, according to the Chasam Sofer, was to go from a higher level to a higher level, meaning that each journey we got to a higher level, that means that the journey, the going to the higher level, is what's important. Not that the resting is important. The important is the journey, the going to one place to the other, in order to elevate yourself, like that you'll be able to take down the clipper, the shell of the Egyptians. Therefore, the Torah only lists Eile Maase Bnei Israel. These are the journeys of the Jewish people, the impurities of the Egyptians. And since the whole purpose of these journeys was to elevate the name of Hashem of 42 letters, therefore it's written, Vayichtev Moshe es Moitzoeim Lemaaseim, that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down their coming out to their journeys, Al Pi Hashem, through the name of Hashem. Meaning that even though we know that the whole Torah was given Al Pi Hashem through Hashem, but here, since the purpose of these journeys, which number 42, are specifically because they are equivalent to the name of Hashem of 42 letters, and through that name we are able to push down the impurities of Egypt, therefore specifically here it's written that these journeys were written by Moshe Rabbeinu Al Pi Hashem, because they are through the mouth of Hashem, they are through the name of Hashem, which is the 42 letter name of Hashem. And finally, the Berach Moshe says that since the impurities of the Egyptians were so great, therefore it's written here in verse number 4, Umitzrayim mekabrim es asher hiko Hashem bohem, that even though the Egyptians are burying the firstborn that Hashem killed, and also that Hashem made judgments in the gods of the Egyptians, and normally the clipper, the shell, would be removed at that time, but since this was Egypt, and in Egypt the impurities were so great, still was required that we should travel in all those places. So the idea that it's written here that the Egyptians were burying the dead and the Hashem made judgment in the gods, it's not to tell you the history, it's just to tell you that even though Hashem did all this, still Hashem was required to take you to the 42 journeys in order to remove the clipper, the impurities of the Egyptians. So according to the Berach Moshe, all these first verses come because Hashem wants to let you know how deeply impure Egypt was and what kindness he did that he removed you, and because of that impurity he couldn't take you straight to Eretz Israel. He had to slowly remove that impurity from within you, and therefore Hashem took you to the 42 journeys in the desert. I will conclude what is brought from Sefer Shemi Shmuel, where Sefer Shemi Shmuel brings down from Sefer Tzora Moir that all these masoes that's brought down in Sefer Bamidbar are the masoes that the Jewish people are doing nowadays in exile from place to place. And the Kotzke Rebbe writes down that Nisim Shenasul Yisrael Begolius Ein Ish Mevim Bohem, that all the miracles that Hashem makes for the Jewish people in exile, no person could understand, only Hashem himself understands, and those miracles are written in heaven, and eventually when Moshiach comes, those miracles are going to be written in a book. Hashem Yisburach should help that we should see this book soon in our days. Moshiach should come, the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt. Bimheira Beyomeinu, Amen.